Oh, yeah.
Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and so on. Philadelphia, I was located near Philadelphia, and I was used to crowds, and crowds didn't. I mean, I don't remember that it bothered me at all. I don't think it did. I don't like crowds really, but that
well,
is.
Well, actually, you'd be a big city man yourself.
Yeah. Well, pretty well, yeah. Now, then, this carries on. Left for Edinburgh at 11:30 on Flying Scotchman, some train. got in Edinburgh at 7:45. Now, I don't know why I went to Edinburgh that time, I'm sure.
You recall the date on that?
That was on October the 29th.
So you spent a day in London and then right up to Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, started for Castle Douglas. Well, that's where my cousin's relatives were. So I guess I made the trip up to Edinburgh and then went over to Castle Douglas. Is down. Well, it's near Dumfries, as a matter of fact.
Would you be given money for tickets or?
No. This was apparently I paid my own way apparently. Now there may have been some rebate for army people. I'm not sure about that. I don't remember. There may have been.
Now, you would have lots of money in comparison to the local inhabitants at this time.
Well, in comparison to the British Army, yes. I wouldn't say in comparison to the local people, because, mind you, we were only getting $30 a month, or I think it was a dollar a day. I haven't got it down here anywhere, but that's all it was. It was a very high pay.
Well,
you know.
But
it was adequate. I was never short of money. In fact, I sent some money home. Shows my saving disposition, you see. But I was never short of money because things were pretty cheap, of course, then, you see. I mean, everything was. And as I say, I didn't go in for drinking, and I didn't smoke. And I had very few expenses, you might say.
Mm-hmm. You're getting tea shops, I guess, is that right? You go to the tea shops or the fancy
tea? Yes, a bit, but
not that much.
No. See, there's the can, the Salvation Army canteen at the camp, and so on, and
you have all the subsidized canteens around. Before. I didn't think about it, of course. But the tea shops are quite famous. You know, the wonderful tea shops and the fancy cakes and very, very reasonable, very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You went. Do you recall what training you had at Bramshott at all? Was there any?
Well, let's see. When did I get to? I'll just read you a few highlights here.
Certainly. If you could remember dates, that was really. If you have your
dates. Well, I've got the dates here. Yeah.
If you could put those on the tape, that would really be helpful.
See, we got in the camp, and on the 19th, wasn't it? Yeah, the 20th. Well, on the 20th, this was the mule chase there, that's
that'd be the mule chase in Bramshott on the 20th of October. 1916.
First didn't, well, we're still doing, 21st is doing guard on, still raining.
It kept raining quite a bit there.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain in Nova Scotia, too, apparently.
Hmm.
22nd Church Parade in AM, well, of course, that was a regular duty, you might say.
Do you recall what that was like, Church Parade overseas?
I can't recall, but it was just, we just formed up in the marsh into a usually it was outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd right on the parade ground, you see, and there'd be, we'd just at ease and sit down on the ground, and there'd be a temporary platform, perhaps in a semicircle, there'd be a semicircle, and the men of the padre would deliver a sermon, you see. In the Church of England, I mean, there was the two ones, there was the Catholic and the Church of England.
Would all be required to go on?
Yeah, unless they were sick, unless somebody was sick or something like that. But there wouldn't be many exceptions, there'd be some, there'd always be guard duty and NCO, duty NCO, things like that, you know. The camp wouldn't be completely deserted, but almost everybody would be there.
Now, your rank at this time would be what, private?
I was still a private, but I was given some responsibility. I don't know just why, but well, I'll tell you why. I was better educated and more experienced than a good many of the other people in the company, in the battalion, because they're mostly Nova Scotians, and they're mostly country people, country boys, you see, farm boys, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I'd had some travel experience, some big city experience, and some better education and so on. So I assume that was the reason. I can't say for sure, but apparently that was why.
That would make you sort of like a lance corporal or without the
stripes? Yeah, that sort of business. I don't think they were organized, fully organized then as to rank, and let's just say I was lance corporal out of stripes. Something on that order.
Well, you're pushed into France rather quickly, is that correct?
Well, we didn't get to France. I was going to just get an idea of the...
of the date, yeah.
Now, let's see, on Monday, October 23rd, at 8, started out with light packs and lunch. Came out about 4 miles, then drilled all day. Some queer country. Came in at 4. I don't know why it's that queer country. There's a lot of ups and downs.
Rolling
country. Now that was on the 23rd. That was on the 24th. Started 8 a.m. on route march. Ate dinner about 9 miles out. Got back at 4. Pretty sore. Everybody was, stiff, you know, walking. Oh, yes, everybody was. Lots of girls in route, yeah.
I guess those shoes weren't the most comfortable in the...
No, they were heavy shoes, there's no doubt about that. They, I don't recall that my feet got really sore, you know, but I think it was just a 9-mile walk?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, 9 miles. That's quite a way, you know.
There
and back, you see. Mm-hmm.
Then on the 28th?
That was on the 24th. Now then on the 25th, rain all day, lectures, nothing special. October 26th, drill all day, paid. You see, we got the payroll. And then
27th. You're off to London,
wasn't you? Yeah, I think so. Oh, yes. Prepared for leave, yeah. Well, then that was 29th, October 30th. 31st.
As long as there's no other ball players involved. So the commissioner made his decision and then...
Good Lord, here's another. Talk with lots of girls. I don't know where this was. October 31st. This must have been in Castle Douglas, I guess.
We got them in Scotland.
Yeah, I got home about... Yeah.
The commissioner's ruling would be upheld by the directors and the vote was yes. That's Shamrock PR director Leon Hall, the Timberman...
Yeah, I left there on the... November the 1st, I guess it was. Oh, yes, here's another question. All the relatives up there had relatives in Manchester, and I got acquainted with them as well, you see. November 2nd, left Manchester, got in camp about 12:30. November the 3rd, drill this a.m. On as corporal,
Rajic, Danny Papura, and Pete Rabassa drove in the others. The Muscles even
afterwards with
4-4 and dropped the record of Walla Walla, leaders in the Northern Division, to 5-3. Muhammad Ali, he sent his letter of resignation to the WBA, so that's it. The man who beat the bear as a 22-year-old in September of 1964, the man who defied the U.S. Army induction, the man who...
Oh, yes, then there was a quarantine day on October the 5th. They found meningitis, spinal meningitis, in the camp there somewhere. And they were all quarantined on November the 6th and November the 8th off quarantine. And then November the 9th quarantined again. See, that's real Army life, you know, that sort of thing.
On again, off again. You said you had lectures over here. You mentioned lectures and you're going through your diary. I guess you don't recall about what they were. Lectures.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Your notation in the diary was nothing special.
No, it was nothing. Yeah. It could have been lecture on machine guns. It couldn't be on tactics because that would be reserved for the officers, more or less. But
are you getting any indication at this time of what it was like on the front?
No, we didn't have any indication whatsoever. There was a reserve camp not far away where some of the wounded had returned, but I don't recall meeting any of them at all. That is, there was no communication, you might say. And I think that most of us, when we were there, we were just going from day to day, just taking it in stride, more or less.
Maybe so getting close to Christmas. Did you spend Christmas in England, or did you go real in France for Christmas?
It's partly cloudy, visibility 10 miles, winds from the west at 12, and the seas are moderate. Now the tide for Victoria, a high tide of 8.1 feet at 8:45 tonight, and a low tide of 7.7 feet. Then was chosen to be take signaling course. That was. And for
Point Atkinson, a high tide of... Do you take a signaling course? Do you recall any of that?
Well, I don't really, but apparently, that was on the 14th, on November the 15th, route march all day about 15 miles. And then 16th signaling work all day, hard on the arms, out with flags, you know.
Semaphore or Morse flag?
Semaphore, yeah. And got knocked out at night boxing. I remember that, too.
Would that be the camp entertainment?
Yeah, that was camp entertainment, yeah. I had done a little amateur boxing, you know. And I remember this fellow... Oh, now I remember something about these huts, too. I said cots. Actually, they weren't cots. They were boards on two blocks with a palliasse on it there. And the reason I remember is because I was on with this fellow. He was much heavier than I was. We were sparring, you know. He didn't mean it, really. But he hit me a punch, and I went all backwards. I went over two or three of these boards. I was probably trying to keep my balance to some extent. But I had a bit of a headache afterwards, but that was all.
Was there much prankster, many pranksters running around at this time?
No, there wasn't, really. No, I can't think of any. Now, here's something, you see, I don't understand. 17th, NCO's pictures taken at noon. Now, I must have been in the NCO group somehow or other. I don't know how I was. I certainly wasn't a sergeant, I know that. I think probably I was still a lance corporal, but I may have had a stripe by that time.
They might have given you a stripe by that.
I got a list of all of the notation, but not with doubt. Here, lance corporal, C Company 219th, private C Company 85th, you see. That was when I was transferred to Dania 5th, my stripe was taken off me, which was normal. I mean, that was okay. See, November the 18th, snowing. Church parade on the 19th. Well, that was probably in one of the huts. November 20th was signalers all day, easy work. Dental inspection on the 21st, clothing board. Now, you asked about uniforms. I think perhaps this was clothing board in PM. If you had worn out any of your original issue, you went for a clothing board, or they held a clothing board at times, and you claimed for whatever was necessary to replace that. And November 22nd. Outpost work at night, November 22nd at Whitney. Well, that was another camp that was quite close there. Signaling, inoculated. Signals, musketry. November 26th, musketry all day. Musketry again, called out. Yeah.
Do you think this was busy work at the time, just to keep you busy? Was there any, I'm trying to think of how to put this in a question now. Was there grumbling that you weren't over in France, you didn't join to...
No, there was no grumbling. As I say, I think everybody took it as it came, more or less. Accepted there was, you were in the army, and you just follow the routines.
Pay respect, just do your job.
Yeah. Well, I think that was the case.
You were getting yourself into a pretty steady routine then, with your signals, musketry, your Lance Corporal responsibilities, and you kept fairly busy.
Went to range. This is December the 3rd, went to range, that's the firing range, practice.
No shortage of ammunition then, eh?
No, I don't recall there's any shortage of ammunition. This is 1916, you see, they were pretty well set up, the shops were pretty well set up.
The men had a pretty good clip at this time, and French and these people were, 60,000 in a pop, it almost seemed acceptable casualties. You wouldn't be hearing that, is that correct?
No, we didn't get much news, really. There wasn't very much to be. I think the YMCA would get perhaps a daily paper, I'm not sure, a London paper, probably, you see, and that would be passed around a bit. There was no such thing as where there was no radio broadcast or anything like that, which is a far cry from nowadays. You're practically on the front lines all the time.
That's right. You're bombarded with information sometimes too much.
And that's probably one reason why we were just drifting along, just accepting whatever came, you see.
What about the feeling, though? The original feeling in the war, in the first war, was that it was going to be over by Christmas of 1914-15.
Well, that was Canadian optimism, I think.
Okay, Canadian optimism and enthusiasm. Was there any end in sight?
No.
And you see, we still have two more years of war.
Yeah.
November. Does it say in your diary where you spent Christmas?
Range work, PT. Now, there was PT practically every day, you see. Mm-hmm. That was standard procedure. SOP, standard operating procedure. And here's a different one. Sunday again, but went to ranges. I don't know what that started mean. Uh, Good Lord, here's December the 10th in charge of company all day. Good Lord. Up first. Oh, yeah. I must have been, let's say a lance corporal. I won't go any further than that. Possibly acting corporal. But anyway, this little incident, gas mask, here we are, December the 13th. Gas mask again. Well, we did get some gas, and put on gas masks. Nearly suffocating. there were some, I guess we must have been issued with gas masks. And we did. I remember we went they had a practice chamber, and you went through that. You didn't stay very long, you know, you just passed mm-hmm. through. But there was a bit of a reluctance to go in, I can tell you, at least as far as I was concerned. Gas mask again, only one bull out of 20 shots finished the ranges. I got marksman's. I had the cross rifles on my shoulder, and I was a sniper in France too. One of the company snipers. I started to tell you about that. Somebody had done something wrong. One of the privates, and I had to take him up to the company office. I mean. Mm-hmm. And make sure, and it was very early in the morning. Gee, it was must have been 7 o'clock at least in the morning, and I hadn't had time to get my buttons polished up, so I was called up for company office the next day. You see, that's what I was laughing at. Called up with what to say here. Army office for neglected duty, you see, for not having my button shined. Admonished by Captain Crowell. Well, he was a man. No, I didn't know. No, that wasn't either. He was one of the local. He was. I'd been with him since I enlisted, as a matter of fact. Didn't go on the
record. You're up in orders because of.
Yeah, didn't do. Just admonished. I didn't. An orderly corporal at night, yeah. Sunday orderly corporal for a week. Good Lord. That is, you had to do. Joe Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
Well, this would be what, about the middle of December, I guess, 16, is that correct? The date on that was wrong?
The date on that was, well, it was on around the middle of December, yeah. This is not another. Country Sergeant Majors, if it did all this. Moved up to company office. I think that was regard to signaling. I'm not sure. One of the huts went in quarantine again. And I had to hustle for a while. Well, that was just one, and I suppose I had the other people in there. As I say, I was Joe Job to do these things.
Yeah.
Now, where are we here? Christmas. I'm not going into too much detail here. I'm not going into too much detail here.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. I think we got lots of tape, though. I don't think that's any problem. Do you recall what you're doing at Christmas, though? Do you have any...
Yeah, I'm getting down to it now.
Mm-hmm.
December 25th, some hustling in mourning to get quarantine hut in order.
You're still with quarantine huts, then?
Yeah, great dinner. But rather a rough house. Rather rough house on account of this is a pretty old diary, you know. Well, it was quite a rough house. I wrote something on account of. I can't make it out.
All these years. Now, this would be in England as well.
Yeah, this was all in England, yeah. Oh, here we are, December 22nd, in draft going to 85th Battalion.
So you'd be in the draft for, well, for France. 85th Battalion, this would be December 22nd.
December 27th.
27th. So you'd be heading over towards the new year, I guess, is that correct? Or was this the actual, you were actually moving over on the 27th?
Well, yeah, right, that's right, December 28th. Came to 85th in AM, yeah. Got web equipment, well, that was the trench equipment, more or less, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Good meals up at 219th at night. I was back to the old battalion. December 29th, drill. In quarantine. went for route, December 30th, went for route march. Or just my platoon. Some drill also. Parade and inspection in AM. Full marching order. Muster parade in PM. And then January 1st, 19, drill and walk in PM. Drill the squad a little.
In 1917.
Yeah, this was January 17. Drill, kit inspection, drill, clothing exchange, drill. Clothing board in PM, inspection in heavy marching order by general in PM. I don't remember about that. Rain at night, January 6th, 6 mile march. Drill, inspection. General, lecture. Oh, inspection in PM by general. Leggett something. Trench work. This is just still in Great Britain. Trench work at night. Special. January the 11th. Through live bomb. Fumigated in PM. Had to walk through the mud, a lot of mud or something.
When you made the draft to the 85th Battalion, that would mean you'd be going overseas quite shortly. That's the implication.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Now, would you go right to Vimy? Is that correct?
Oh, no. No. I mean, 4th Division... No, Vimy wasn't until April, you see, April 11th.
Right.
April the 9th, I should say.
Right.
And we were actually in reserve at Vimy. I'll come to that in just a minute. On January the 12th, gas mask practice with four minute run. Here's another. In PM, chosen for range finding course. I did get on a lot of courses, there's no doubt. I should have known a lot that time I got through. That ceremonial drill, all AM. This is just giving an idea of what went on, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take up too much time here. Inspection by General Turner in AM. Pretty cold, standing around. All these damn inspections, you just stood around. You know, they got your two... First, the company got you at half an hour early, then the battalion, or started another way. The battalion said, get the company out at such and such a time. Then the battalion, then the foreman battalion at such and such a time. And then it would all be done at least half an hour, perhaps an hour, before the actual inspection took place, you see. So a lot of standing around. Muster parade,
did
gas.
Did any royalty inspect you, do you recall?
No, I don't think so. I don't. Preparation for trench work in PM. Trenches about. This was all practice work, you know. This was
digging trenches, how to operate in and out of a trench.
Yeah.
Barbed wire and that sort of thing.
Yeah. 17th muster parade. 9, well, 25 yards from me. They tried to make it as realistic as they could, some surprise. with range finders all day, went through gas, January the 20th, went through the gas chambers, that's it. Weeping gas also, without masks. Lord, I don't remember that. All right with helmets. Ranging all day, interesting. Making tests. Went to ranges to school with Lee Enfields. Well, now that was a rich. We had the old Canadian Ross rifle.
We had the Ross rifle.
As a matter of fact, I think I had a Ross rifle when I was sniping because they were very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they were kept clean, they were accurate.
Well, this is the deal. They had to be kept clean. Yeah. They weren't rebuilt for the trench warfare.
I've got to go through this darn thing. There's all Godalming. That was one of the nearer towns. One of the nearest towns, I guess. Practice for royal inspection on January the 29th. January the 31st, got rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Got steel helmets. February the 2nd, parade with helmets. February the 4th, deposited colors in Milford Church in P.M.
Mm-hmm.
Snow 3 inches deep the next day on the 5th, route march in P.M. They didn't spare you, you see, whether it snowed or not. Bayonet fighting all day on the 6th. Inspection by general, bayonet fighting on the 7th. Route march. Got packed on the 9th. Got packed up. Can't make out the first part of it here. Muster parade at 10 p.m. Left at 1:45 a.m. on second train. Now that was on February the 9th.
1917.
In Folkestone at 7 on the 10th, in Folkestone at 7 on baggage duty. That is, look after the baggage. Arrived. Now, what is the name of that place? Can't make it out. Anyway, I remember one thing there. I can see it to this day. After we got up, they had apparently built a new road from the dock up. A cut road. They had to cut through a hill, and there was clay banks on either side. I remember that. I can just see that as clear as can be. And there were a lot of French civilians around, you see, watching us march up there. And that was another thing that's always been in my mind. Why don't they talk funny? I showed the innocent country boy the sort of thing, you see. Why don't they talk funny?
So you're landing in France then, what, around February 10 or so?
February the 11th, we landed in France.
Now, were you...
Or the 10th, no, landed 10th. In France on the 10th, yeah.
Now, would you be route marched to the center, or depot, or whatever?
Yeah, terrific hill to climb. That was going up this hill with its cut, to get to camp. Some squeeze into tents. This was in February the 10th, in tents, you see. Dry climate on the 11th, kit inspection, ration issue.
Now, would they give you your survival pack or whatever it was called?
Well, I don't recall that, but they did. There must have been an emergency ration issue, which was bully beef and tin of bully beef, and I don't know what else. I can't remember what else. and ready to move at noon. On baggage fatigue again. I got about...
You got all the good jobs.
Yeah. February 13th moved out. What did we do? Ava, about to get to lorry. We got on the lorries and off the station. And trained about 9, 36 men in our car. Could hardly move. There were these little tiny cars, you know. At 11:30, got to end the ride. Now that must have been at night. On with packs. February the 14th, marched to village. I don't remember. Bad hills and walking. Everybody all in. About 8 miles. Turned in at 4 a.m. and p.m. out in the field for inspection practice. Everybody tired out. Can hear guns plainly. That's the artillery. You can hear the artillery. Inspection by OC division. That would be the 4th division, this a.m. Saw several Hun planes shot at by our guns. Well, it must have been... Well, it could have been all planes higher up. High up. In PM cleaned up courtyard. Oh, we were stationed in a, oh yeah, that's, I remember that, in a, no chateau. I say an old one, I don't know, it was a chateau anyway. And we had...
Recall where it was near?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I have a remembrance of being up in a hayloft, sort of, sleeping in hay, you see. So we must have been in the, I said chateau, we must have been in the barns or some of the other buildings. The officers had been in the chateau.
The baggage man looked, let's sleep in the barn, eh?
Yeah.
How did you feel finally getting there? Any recollection about that? Did you say you saw some German planes, you saw the artillery, you could hear it, you could feel it?
Well... I suppose the artillery was, there was a sort of excitement, I suppose, that we were getting, working and getting closer into the, what we'd come to do, let's put it that way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall anything particular about it.
Hmm.
Musketry for an hour to ranges.
Now you'd be in the back reserve area, is that correct?
Yeah,
the
that's
reinforcement
right.
Area?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what, you'd move into the line and back off the line for a couple of days and move back in? Is that, was that not
yeah, that's right. Now here, February the 19th, started at 4:30 p.m. for trenches. Had to... Not bad after getting used to it. Started home. Well, here's on February the 20th, we're paid 2 hours sleep. Wait a minute. Started at 4:30 p.m. for trenches. I said that, didn't it? Terribly muddy. Has to. The trenches and PM. Hard work under fire. Lord, I guess that would be our first.
You remember your first encounter in the line?
Yeah.
Anything striking now? I know it's a long time ago.
No, somewhere along the line. Oh, yeah. Somewhere along the line, we did, I do recall that some of us, under Sergeant Titus, I can remember him, a little short chap, as a matter of fact, while building, we were on some sort of job, and this was back at the ridge, as a matter of fact, and we were...